Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome, so happy you're here. Today I'm going to talk to you about prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. Can they save a relationship? Do they make a relationship worse? These are some of the things that couples facing these discussions have to deal with. As with anything in life, when it comes to our relationship, there are no guarantees. We cannot say for sure how our relationships will evolve. We also can't predict how our livelihoods will progress. For example, some people find that when they enter a relationship, they're doing okay financially, but after some time, they may find themselves doing a lot better and earning a substantial amount of money compared to their partner. It may get to the point where they feel like they want to protect their finances. And this is one of the ways that a pre- or postnuptial agreement can come into discussion between a couple. And there are many more which I'll explore in this episode. I know that prenuptial agreements might be more commonly known, so I'm going to share about them as well as about what postnuptials are if you're listening to this and you're not sure about the difference and how they can impact a relationship negatively, how they can impact a relationship positively, and sometimes even when they can save relationships. So prenuptial agreements are written up and signed before entering a serious relationship. Prenuptials are for figuring out what happens to your finances, possessions, and inheritance if there is any breakdown or disagreement in the relationship. This means both parties are on the same page before committing to something more serious. I've had many individuals and couples come to me to discuss prenups, concerned about what it means for them and their relationship, where one party believes that signing one is dooming their marriage before it's even begun, and that their husband or wife-to-be should trust them that they don't want and will not take their money if they divorce or separate, and that their word should be enough. They do not need to have it in writing. There are always two sides, and the other person can feel that they've worked so hard and saved and sacrificed their life before the relationship, before meeting their husband or wife-to-be, and they want that protected. They want their hard work protected. And then there are others who have received large amounts of money, large amounts of wealth through inheritance, trust funds, and it's the wishes of their family or the deceased that they legally protect it. So these are some of the different reasons that couples can consider this. Postnuptial agreements are different, as these are written up and signed after entering a serious relationship or marriage. A lot of couples find it distasteful to discuss division of assets before entering a serious relationship or marriage, but may opt to have this discussion after committing to one another. Postnuptials are for when couples have been together for a long time and then circumstances change. For example, one person inherits a large amount of money, or their business is flourishing and they're in a better position than they were previously and they want that protected. Sometimes they may go into business with another business partner that wants them to make sure that their business is protected from their marriage as well. That can sometimes happen. There are many pros and cons to having either a pre- or postnuptial agreement in place. In some situations, it can be seen that asking your partner to sign a prenuptial or a postnuptial agreement is cold, harsh, and offensive. Others see it as more practical, logical, and reasonable. If you are really considering this, it's important to do your own research, to get legal advice relevant to your area, and to discuss with someone who can be independent, non-judgmental, that wants your best interests at heart and doesn't have any ulterior motive, as it's a massive decision and one that can divide a relationship. So it's very important to consider all aspects of this. So let's think about the good points of signing a pre or post-nuptial agreement. It ensures both people in the relationship are on the same page when it comes to a range of situations like splitting finances. It therefore may take and make breaking up or separation or divorce financially easier to reach an agreement. Is that a good reason? That's what you have to ask yourself. If one or both are involved in a business, a pre or post-nuptial can help to protect the business ideas, the business plans, and so much more. If the current marriage or relationship isn't the first, and there are other children from other previous relationships, it can sometimes be helpful to have pre or post-nuptial agreements in place to protect the inheritance rights of the children or the family members in this relationship compared to the previous relationship, or to protect the other one, depending on the situation. If one partner has debt and the other doesn't, a pre or post-nuptial agreement will protect the debt-free partner from being left dealing with the other person's debt. And this can be very helpful, especially if a couple are trying to repair a relationship after a gambling addiction, a spending addiction, or where someone has taken out large loans during the relationship, hidden that from their partner, and a post-nuptial can help them protect that and to forgive and trust that person again if they're being shown to do the right thing. I've also had it where someone has had a drug addiction and that has cost them to go into debt during a marriage, and so the way to repair is to have some kind of post-nuptial to show that they are not going to be passing that on to their partner and they want to start the slate clean again. With all the good points in mind, it's also good to consider the negative points, the bad points of signing a pre or post-nuptial agreement in the eyes of some. For some, it can feel a little strange to discuss what things you want put into place if the relationship were to be broken up. When you've just entered a new relationship, or you've just committed to getting married, or you've just committed to saving your marriage, it can feel negative and difficult to go through this process and conversation of discussing the end and thinking the worst case scenario. Some argue that it taints and sours the relationship. There is often one spouse that initiates the signing of a pre or post-nuptial agreement, and this is usually because they have the most to lose. And this can leave the other person feeling less worthy, that they are being valued or judged on material means. The person with less may also feel like they need to prove themselves consistently that they are not with their partner for any financial or asset-related benefits. Sometimes it can be good for them to say, look, I'll sign it to keep you happy. And sometimes they feel like, why am I being punished here? If a pre or post-nuptial agreement is signed in the early stages of a relationship, both partners may agree to things that is not necessarily in the best interests of them, in the best interests of any future or current children. And they may argue that they were blinded by love. They wanted to avoid arguments or conflict, and now things seem unfair since they are heavily involved in, let's say, a business or the other person's career, or doing so much for that person. It seems unfair that they are left with nothing. These are just examples, and as I mentioned, it's really important for you to think through everything and talk to someone who can be impartial to help you reach an agreement within yourself, first of all. Is this something you want to open up? To help explain how pre- and post-nuptial agreements can impact a relationship, I'm going to share some dialogues with you that I've witnessed between couples that I've worked through this difficulty. Permission has been given to share these conversations, and names have been changed to protect identities. So let me talk you through Chris and Eve. Chris was saying, "I don't want to get into a marriage thinking about the worst case scenario and planning for it." And Eve was saying, "I'm just doing this because it protects both of us. Our families will know that we are together for the right reasons. So why do we need to prove anything to anyone? If we love another as much as we do, we know that we love each other deeply. That's the main thing, nothing else." Eve: "Well, if you love me, then you will see how signing this shouldn't be a problem. It's just to make my family feel happy." Chris: "We're going round in circles. Because I do love you, that's why I'm so insulted that you even think that we need to discuss a prenuptial agreement." Eve: "The prenuptial isn't about us. It's to protect us from a lifetime of comments from other people. Let's focus on what really matters us. If we're the only one that matters, then," Chris said, "I don't think we need to worry about others and just do what makes both of us happy and focus on the positive." Eve: "You know, it's so difficult when I'm due to inherit so much from my family. They only want to protect me and what I've already inherited and want to give me more later down the line. It's not about you. It's just their way of protecting me and what they're giving me. It's kind of their right to do that. It's their money. Please don't take this personally." Chris: "Well, it's hard not to take it personally. I spent countless holidays with your family. I treat your family like my own family. I've never done anything wrong by you and never would. So why do I have to sign a piece of paper? It's like they don't trust or value or give a crap about me. I've never hurt you. I never would. I love and respect your family, but clearly I'm never ever going to be family in their eyes. So why should I respect their wishes?" Eve and Chris had this conversation over and over before they met me, talking about facts and feelings rather than actually focusing on a solution, which over time and a few more discussions I helped them to reach. Another couple I worked with was struggling with a prenuptial agreement, were Melissa and Adrian. Melissa felt that talking about finances, inheritance, before they actually got married was so unromantic, and it made her feel like she was entering a business rather than a marriage. Adrian had worked so hard the past 10 years. He would say to Melissa that he hadn't had a life, when all of his friends were traveling the world, taking gap years as students, going to bars and nightclubs. He was working 6 days a week abroad, putting all of his money that he earned into properties to grow his portfolio, and felt that he had sacrificed all of his earlier years of life to get to where he is financially. He felt the least Melissa could do is just sign the piece of paper to protect everything that he's earned before they got married. Melissa would say to him time and time again, "I don't want your money. This is your way of telling me that you don't trust me. I have my own money and I wouldn't want anything from you if anything happened between us to break down the marriage." And then Adrian would say, "Well, the thing is, if you don't want my money, then signing a prenuptial agreement shouldn't be a problem. If you don't want my money, then why not sign it? It's just something to give me peace of mind. It's taken me years to get to this point. Everyone around us is getting divorced. All my friends are getting divorced. I know men who have lost everything. I don't want to be one of the men that loses everything." Melissa: "I give you my word that I wouldn't want to take any of your hard work away from you. I wouldn't want to take any of your financial success away from you. Why is my word not enough? I will not sign an agreement to damn our marriage to the gutter before it's even begun. 4 years we've been happy together, shared so many wonderful memories. You know everything about me. You tell me you love me every week. I love you more than I've ever loved anyone else. You would know if I was after you for your money. I can't get married signing a piece of paper, planning what our future might look like if it didn't work out. It's against my values. It's against my marriage beliefs. And then Adrian would reply, I'm not saying you would, but I'm saying that I just want to protect myself. I could lose everything I've worked for 10 years in minutes if you were in a bad mood during a difficult time in our relationship, wanted to end it, and decided to take me to the cleaners. You could. I just want to protect that. I just want to have peace. All I want is for you to keep your money. I'll keep my money that we've earned before we get married. If it's really not about money, then please give me this. So as you can see from both situations, there are genuine reasons for not wanting or wanting a pre or post-nuptial agreement. For some, it's reassurance. For families, for some, it's about business. For some, it's about protecting all of their hard work before they got in a relationship. And for some, it's just energetically, emotionally, not wanting to damn the relationship negatively and think about the end before it's even had the opportunity to flourish into a married union. So what are your thoughts? Would a prenuptial or postnuptial be something you would consider? Is it something that you've done? Would you like to hear more episodes or stories on this? Would it be of value to you? Do join the Facebook discussion in the group. We're going to be having a topic and discussion on this there. Love to hear your thoughts. You can go to Nicola Beer Relationship Tips Advice on Facebook and join the group there. And you can also write to me at nb@nicolabeer.com. Do you believe that prenuptial and postnuptial agreements are something that protects individuals? They're something that in this world we need? Or do you think that they are a negative idea for relationships? I don't think you can ever label it one way or not. Every situation is different and everything needs to be considered carefully. Often we forget that when we enter a relationship, we subconsciously have plans or requirements in our heads. For example, for what we're willing to accept from the partner and what we want them to change. And the difference is we generally don't discuss these thoughts with our partners. And then when they're behaving in a way that we don't want them to behave or didn't expect them to behave, we can end up arguing. These thoughts we have in our head are just informal pre or post-nuptial plans sometimes that we just don't verbalise, which in a way can sometimes create more friction. For some, a pre or post-nuptial agreement is a surefire way to avoid any issues that may come up later on in life. It's a good way to discuss what's expected of one another if anything happens in the relationship, especially if one or the both partners have been previously left heartbroken. They may feel that this is their security. Pre or postnuptial agreements can provide reassurance. They can create trust. And in some cases, they can save a relationship. As I've mentioned, to summarize, for some, discussing a pre or postnuptial agreement can be insulting. It can go against their views of marriage and unionship and sharing assets and sharing a life together. It can also highlight a difference of power in a relationship, which can be unhealthy for a relationship if there's power at play. One person feels more powerful because they have more. Whatever the reasons for having a pre or postnuptial agreement in place, I strongly advise couples to find a professional who is unbiased to help them discuss the sensitive topics. And then when they're ready, if they are ready to go down that path, to make sure they have a good legal advisor on board to support them. If you're struggling with this area and you want to talk it through with me, feel free to visit my website, nicolabeer.com. There you will find the opportunity to get a free 30-minute call with me, and we can discuss how to support you both in this situation. I also do have a really great package for pre-marriage counselling for couples who are considering getting married and want to make sure that they start their relationship, expectations on the table, how to keep the connection alive, how to avoid the 7-year itch, how to remain close and to communicate in ways that are going to help them to get through any challenges. I'd love to share more about that if that is calling to you, or if you know someone that might really benefit from some pre-marriage counselling, then you can also point them to my website to get that. And do connect with me on Facebook. It's a new growing group. It would be lovely to hear from you there, connect with you there. From my heart to yours, as always, wishing you a great week ahead. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.